Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
It stands in the heart of Madrid, a grand historic mansion with a story darker than the night sky above it. Built in the 16th century, the House of Seven Chimneys has watched centuries of history pass right outside its doors. But behind those doors, that's where the real story begins. A story soaked in scandal, betrayal, and a death so mysterious, it left behind more than just a legend. It left behind a ghost. The house was originally built for a man named Captain Zapata, a military officer who served King Philip II. And while the king's court may have been filled with intrigue, few could have predicted the tragic fate that awaited Captain Zapata's young wife, Elena. Her sudden and unexplained death sparked rumors of murder, some said by her own husband, others whispered of royal involvement. And if death was the end of her story, we wouldn't be talking about it tonight. Over the centuries, visitors, caretakers, and even government workers using the building today have reported chilling encounters. A woman in white, believed to be Elena, seen pacing near the chimneys or peering from windows at night. Unexplained cold spots, ghostly whispers, and the uneasy feeling that someone's watching you from just around the corner. What really happened inside Madrid's House of Seven Chimneys? Is Elena's ghost still searching for the truth or for revenge? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. In the heart of Madrid, nestled near the Plaza del Rey, stands a house that's seen it all. Wars, scandal, royal whispers, and more ghost stories than the average tourist bargained for. The House of Seven Chimneys, or Casa de las Siete Chimeneas, isn't just a pretty piece of Spanish Renaissance architecture. It's a structure built on intrigue and maybe even a little blood. The story begins in the late 1500s during the reign of King Philip II. Madrid was transforming into the beating heart of Spain, a city where political power and personal ambition tangled in every dark corner. Captain Zapata, a loyal military officer, had earned his place in the king's service and, with it, the wealth to build a home that would reflect his new status. That home became the House of Seven Chimneys, a grand structure with a design that carried more meaning than most realized. The Seven Chimneys, according to architectural historians, weren't just practical. They were symbolic. They represented the seven deadly sins, a reminder, perhaps, of how closely virtue and vice walked together in Philip's court. But the house itself was no simple moral warning. It was meant to impress, to showcase wealth, power, and a family's future. Captain Zapata moved in with his young wife, Elena, ready to begin that future. But the future had other plans. Not long after settling in, tragedy struck. Elena was found dead in the house under circumstances that were suspicious from the start. Historical records are frustratingly vague on the details. Some say she died suddenly from illness, while others suggest her death came after a violent confrontation. What we do know is that Captain Zapata vanished shortly after. Whether he fled out of grief, guilt, or fear of what or who was coming next, no one can say for sure. What was certain, however, was that whispers started almost immediately. They all led back to the king himself. Rumors suggested Elena had been more than just a loyal wife. Some believed she'd caught the eye of King Philip II. Whether it was a torrid affair, an unwanted advance, or a dangerous political entanglement, no one knows. But when a woman dies mysteriously and her husband vanishes and the king's name gets whispered at dinner tables, that's the kind of story Madrid remembers. It might have ended there, a tragic tale from the annals of history, except for one chilling twist. In the 1800s, more than two centuries after Elena's death, workers renovating the house made a gruesome discovery. Beneath the floorboards, tucked away like a dirty secret, were human bones. Not just any bones. Those of a woman buried with a handful of gold coins stamped with the face of none other than King Philip II. The find reignited the story like gasoline on an open flame. Was this Elena? Had she been murdered and hidden away by a husband or a king desperate to erase a scandal? No one could say for certain, but Madrid's residents didn't need proof. The legend had lived too long to die now. Even before the bones were found, the house already had a reputation. Throughout the 17th and 18th centuries, tenants spoke of strange noises, knocking in the walls, footsteps on empty floors, and the sound of a woman weeping late into the night. Some claimed to see a figure at the windows, dressed in white, her face a mask of sorrow. It was said to be Elena, unable to rest, pacing the house she died in, waiting for the truth to be uncovered. The house changed hands countless times, passing from wealthy families to temporary military command posts to, at one point, a brothel. With each new owner came new stories. Objects moved on their own. Cold drafts appeared in rooms with no windows. One tenant even reported waking up to find a ghostly figure standing at the foot of their bed, her pale hand reaching toward him before vanishing into thin air. By the time the house reached the 19th century, its reputation was cemented. Even those who didn't believe in ghosts knew the story of Elena and the Seven Chimneys. And when the bones were found, that chilling detail was enough to turn skeptics into believers. But not everyone was convinced. Psychologists and historians began to study the house, not for its hauntings, but for the power of its reputation. They argued that the house itself, its creaking wood, uneven foundations, and drafty corridors, created a perfect storm for the imagination. When you enter a place already expecting to see a ghost, your mind starts filling in the blanks. Every groan of the floor becomes a footstep. Every flicker of light becomes a spirit. Environmental experts added their own theories. Madrid's shifting temperatures, combined with the aging materials of the house, created natural cold spots and unsettling noises. The Seven Chimneys, those ominous symbols of sin, also played their part. Wind rushing through the chimneys created eerie whistling sounds, almost like a mournful cry. No ghosts required. But try telling that to the people who spent the night there and woke up screaming. Try explaining away centuries of stories, all describing the same figure. A woman in white, pacing near the chimneys, her head bowed in sorrow. Rational explanations are comforting, but they don't always stick. Whatever the truth, one thing was certain. The House of Seven Chimneys had earned its place as one of Madrid's most infamous locations. A house where history, tragedy, and legend were bound together, brick by brick, chimney by chimney. Even after the bones beneath the floor were uncovered, and after historians dissected every rumor and royal whisper, the story of the House of Seven Chimneys only grew darker. What came next wasn't just a history lesson. It was a haunting that refused to die. The first documented sightings of something truly supernatural appeared in the early 1900s. By this time, the house was partially converted into a government building, though much of its old charm and its chilling reputation remained intact. It started with the night guards, men who were paid to watch over the building after hours. According to records in early 20th century newspapers, more than one guard reported seeing a woman dressed in white standing perfectly still in one of the upper windows long after the building was supposed to be empty. At first, they assumed it was a break-in until they went upstairs and found the room completely deserted with no sign of forced entry. This pattern repeated itself year after year, with different guards all describing the same figure, always at the same window, always vanishing when anyone came too close. But the sightings weren't confined to windows. Reports started to emerge of a figure pacing the roof, drifting back and forth between the seven chimneys, as if she were searching for something or someone. Locals said it was Elena, still waiting for her husband to return, still haunted by the secrets buried beneath the floors. The image of her spectral figure moving against the moonlit sky became one of Madrid's most enduring ghost stories. As the 20th century wore on, the house became a magnet for paranormal investigators. In the 1990s, a team from one of Spain's leading research groups conducted a full overnight investigation of the building. What they captured still baffles researchers to this day. First came the EVPs, faint, whispering voices captured on digital recorders left in the house's oldest rooms. The voices were fragmented, but one phrase stood out, repeated several times. "Where are you?" Investigators believed it could be Elena calling for her missing husband, or maybe for someone else entirely. Thermal cameras captured something even more unnerving. Near the section where Elena's bones were found, the temperature repeatedly dropped to near freezing levels, even though the house was heated and the outside temperature was mild. No mechanical explanation could account for the sudden plunges in temperature, which moved around the room as if they were following the investigators themselves. The team also placed motion-activated cameras near the chimneys, hoping to catch something moving where so many had claimed to see the ghostly figure. In the early hours of the morning, the cameras triggered, but the footage showed nothing solid, just a faint distortion in the air, almost like heat shimmering off a road. Only this was Madrid in winter, and no heat source was anywhere near the chimneys. What stood out most, though, was the reaction of the investigators themselves. Multiple team members reported sudden dizziness, nausea, and a profound sense of sadness when standing in Elena's old bedroom. One researcher, a hardened skeptic who had participated in countless investigations, left the room visibly shaken, refusing to return for the rest of the night. And it wasn't just the professionals who experienced this. Over the years, countless government employees who worked in the building reported unnerving encounters. Office workers claimed to hear footsteps following them down empty hallways after hours. Cleaning staff reported seeing shadowy figures in their peripheral vision, only to turn and find no one there. Some refused to work alone in certain sections of the building, particularly near the chimneys in the room where Elena supposedly died. But the most chilling encounters came from tourists, those who visited the house on historical tours, expecting nothing more than a history lesson. Several visitors described sudden drops in temperature, feelings of being watched, and in some cases, actually seeing the woman in white standing in doorways or reflected in glass displays. These weren't just fleeting glimpses. At least two visitors fainted from shock after locking eyes with the apparition. With so many reports piling up, researchers began to explore theories, both paranormal and psychological, about why this particular house remained so haunted. Some believed it was a residual haunting, a kind of playback of traumatic events that left an imprint on the very structure of the house. Elena's murder or unexplained death, combined with centuries of fear and rumor, could have embedded her story into the walls themselves. Others believed it was a case of intelligent haunting, that Elena's spirit was actively trying to communicate, perhaps still seeking justice for her death or the return of her lost husband. The repeated, "Where are you?" recordings seemed to support this theory, but not everyone bought into the paranormal angle. Skeptics argued that confirmation bias played a major role. The house's reputation was so deeply ingrained in Madrid's culture that anyone entering the building was primed to expect something supernatural. Every creak of the floor, every draft of air was interpreted through the lens of a ghost story waiting to happen. Some environmental experts pointed to the chimneys themselves. Their unusual design, combined with the house's age, created unpredictable air currents, which could explain the cold spots and the eerie whistling sounds reported late at night. Still, none of that explained the figure in white seen by hundreds of independent witnesses across centuries. And then there's the bones, a physical, undeniable piece of evidence that something tragic happened here. Whether or not they truly belong to Elena, the fact remains, someone died here, someone important enough to be hidden away with a handful of gold coins stamped with the king's face. A secret that Dark doesn't just disappear, it lingers, it festers, it haunts. Even today, the house stands as part historical landmark, part paranormal attraction. Visitors come from around the world to stand beneath the seven chimneys, to walk the same halls Elena once walked, to see if maybe, just maybe, they'll catch a glimpse of the woman who refuses to rest. Because in the House of Seven Chimneys, history never really dies. It just keeps walking. So what do we make of it all? The House of Seven Chimneys, the mysterious death of a young bride, a vanished husband, and a king's face stamped on gold, buried beneath the floor. That's already a story thick enough to chew on, and we haven't even scratched the surface of the ghosts. Centuries of visitors, guards, office workers, and professional ghost hunters all walked through those doors and came back out with stories to tell. A woman in white pacing near the chimneys. Cold spots that crawl across rooms like something or someone was passing by. And the voices, those faint whispers caught on tape, still asking after all these years, "Where are you?" Some say it's residual energy, like the house itself is stuck on repeat, replaying the tragic end of Elena's life for anyone willing to listen. Others say Elena's spirit knows exactly what she's doing, waiting, watching, maybe hoping someone will finally put the pieces together and uncover the truth she took to her grave. But here's the thing. Maybe the scariest part of this story isn't the ghost, it's the history. A woman whose death didn't matter enough for anyone to officially solve it. A king with too much power for anyone to question. A story so tragic, so unresolved that it refused to stay buried. Ghost or no ghost, places like the House of Seven Chimneys remind us just how thin the wall between past and present really is. And if you find yourself in Madrid standing under those seven chimneys after dark, maybe look up. See if someone's still there, pacing back and forth, waiting for a truth that may never come. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.